95.9 FM, WATD, the South Shore's morning news, rolling along, and it's time now to check in with Dr. John Hayes. For a better experience at the doctor's office, try Dr. John Hayes, new, highly personalized, and affordable direct primary care practice. Find out more at drjohnhayesjr.com, drjohnhayesjr.com. And Dr. John Hayes is in studio with us every Thursday at this time. It's our Living and Practicing by Design segment with Dr. John Hayes. Good morning, Doctor.
Hey, Rob. Good morning.
Good to see you. Here we are, another week, and this is a topic we're going to talk more about stress, but specifically stress and how it can cause hormone disruption in women. And you wanted to touch upon that a little bit more in depth, right?
Yeah, but I want to start out by saying that, guys, don't think you're off the hook, because next week we're talking about you. So It's not just that stress affects women, but today this is an article that my wife Patty put together that covers a lot of the major concerns that we see in our practice day in and day out with regard to stress and women's health in particular.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Let's see here. Okay. So let's get into the details. Yeah, I guess We all are affected by stress, I guess. That's for sure. All right. But let's talk about specifically, the impacts on women and maybe some of the reasons or the things that it might affect a woman more than a man, or how it all works.
Well, it does affect both men and women, but in different ways.
Yeah, okay.
But, a lot of it is similar, because a lot of the effects of chronic stress, like we've spoken about earlier this month, are really the result of excess production of the body's cortisol. Cortisol is a chemical, of course, which gets produced is a stress response. The issue becomes when cortisol remains elevated for periods of time, it can cause a whole host of other stress responses and hormone disruptions, depending upon largely upon age and multiple other factors.
Okay, so let's get into the specifics then on what can happen here and how this can lead to health issues. So there are some things that you said that stress hormone disruption can affect women, I know, and this is something that your wife does spell out, and we'll tell you more. Mind you, you can go read more in the article that Patty put together, but let's talk about what can happen.
Yeah, so probably I think the way to start off this conversation, Rob, is if you take a look at the article, we talk about menstrual irregularities, fertility issues and menopausal symptoms. They are all related to a certain extent because of stress and hormone production. So obviously it can affect women at different ages. For example, we see many, many young and middle-aged women having significant PMS, premenstrual syndrome, which is oftentimes exacerbated by stress. There are some things that can be done to help mediate this, but I think one of the biggest impacts that patients need to know, we all need to know, is that stress itself has a big impact on how you were feeling from day to day and from month to month. So better stress control techniques, in addition to some of the other things like, proper diagnostic testing, sometimes dietary supplementation, for example, vitamin B6 and magnesium for PMS issues and so on, goes a long way towards helping to mitigate some of the symptoms. But I think one of the things that a lot of people do not fully understand is that the impact that chronic stress actually has on our body and hormonal systems.
Wow. Okay. So then it can have, as you mentioned, you'll notice some real issues that could potentially, even as you talk about, maybe if a couple is trying to have children or something, if there is, that could be one of the factors.
No doubt. And we all have stories of families that we know where they're trying to conceive and they're, whatever circumstances happen, they don't conceive. And all of a sudden, their life changes somewhat and boom, they conceive. That happens actually fairly frequently. I think there's probably nobody listening who doesn't have a story that they can relate with regard to that. So, yes, chronic stress in particular, stress that's over a long period of time, can have significant disruption in menstrual cycles and thus, of course, also affect ovulation, which, of course, is necessary for appropriate pregnancy.
How about, this is important, right, thyroid function?
Well, yes, absolutely, because when the production of cortisol remains chronic and elevated over a long period of time, it can contribute to thyroid dysfunction, which oftentimes is manifested as fatigue, weight loss, and mood changes, which are some of the biggest complaints that we see in our society as a whole right now.
And there can be autoimmune thyroid diseases that stress can make those worse?
Yes, very commonly. This is one of the things that we see with thyroid issues. Now, obviously, if you have, like we spoke about last week, Rob, if you're having underlying symptoms, you need to get an accurate diagnosis. That's first and foremost. And we're not saying specifically that stress is causing some of these diseases, but if you have them or even the genetic predisposition towards them, it could certainly be paving the pathway for disastrous results.
Mm. All right. So what do we to do, doctor? What are the things that we should be thinking about if there are ways? I mean, as you mentioned, you have a conversation with your doctor to find out more. But what are some things that we could take steps in terms to try to make the stress go down?
Well, so the things that we've spoken about earlier this month, including exercise, meditation, minimizing screen time, which we've talked about repeatedly. All those things make a big difference. And then the other lifestyle modifications, of course, include, you know, appropriate attention to hydration, diet, avoiding, you know, highly refined foods, minimizing caffeine intake, avoiding other stimulants and so on can make a big difference in, you know, on a day-to-day basis. Now, there is a period, though, where it takes time. It's not like if you've been having a terrible diet for a long period of time, you're going to have instant results. But if you stay the course, oftentimes, and I'm assuming that you've had an accurate diagnosis, you know precisely medically what's going on, that lifestyle changes are really number one in combating this whole issue of stress and hormone disruption.
Mm. Well, and in the long term, you had mentioned this before about constant inflammation and the impact on your immune function.
Correct. So one of the biggest concerns, of course, is the disruption in the immune system when cortisol levels remain elevated for long periods of time. And this can have a variety of effects. Like, you know, commonly patients, and we all know if you're under a period of stress, you're much more likely to have, if you've had exposure to, say, a virus, you're much more likely to have actually get the virus or get symptomatic because your stress level is so high. And I think everybody can relate to that. That's just one small example. But, you know, the biggest concern that Patty voiced in this article is the one that I share, is that when stress goes on for a long period of time, it can certainly affect the immune system in a very, very negative way. So it's just very important that, you know, I feel that we get the word out and help our patients learn, yes, it's the real deal, but number two, most importantly, what can we do to mitigate this whole thing?
All right. Well, Dr. John Hayes is with us every Thursday as we dive into these issues. And you can read more, by the way, on the blog. It's up on Dr. John Hayes' website, drjohnhayesjr.com. And you can find information on how also to get in touch with you. Dr. John Hayes' practice is in Marshfield.
That's right.
All right. You can text to 781-659-7989. That's 781-659-7989, and you'll see that also on his website, drjohnhayesjr.com. Dr. John Hayes is with us in studio every Thursday, living and practicing by design. Thank you, Dr. Hayes.
Thanks, Rob.